Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ramalama ding dong, rock and roll is king.
This is an important message from the CDC. You have been recognized as someone who has been in direct contact with a person or persons who have COVID-19 coronavirus. You are required to remain where you are and self-quarantine for 14 days and possibly more due to your small wiener. Tiny wieners have will in more quarantine days. Wiener size like yours could triple your time. Please be advised that you have a tiny weenie.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. As we broadcast, I've been told, week seven from our respected homes. There you go.
It's flying by, isn't it, Fred? Just absolutely flying by.
It's bad. I am whittling away. I've lost 35 pounds.
35?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's not eating is a very good thing. Gets that going for you. So, not a wonderful thing. But then Saturday, though, how about there was a sun?
Yeah,
and you could
great.
Go out and you could actually be outside, and that was a rare commodity here. The plan now for the family is when they loosen up a little bit of the social isolation is to head down to Knoxville. The family is going to get in the car and head down to Knoxville as it's not healthy for anyone to spend a Saturday for 3 hours in a park and have that be the highlight of the week. So that is the plan for the family now. I'm getting a lot of echo, Mr. O'Brien, if you could please help with that. So that is the plan now. So that is where we are now. But no, this is no fun. No fun for anyone, and I think that's where we sit.
Well, it's now, also tougher now for people to stay indoors with – not stay indoors, but not you know, not be in groups with people when the weather's nice. I mean, I don't know. Have you seen the videos from Southern California now of the beaches from this weekend? Because the weather was just obviously ridiculous all over. But Southern California, it was absolutely packed. Also, they're showing Central Park from Saturday, and everyone's at Central Park of, you know, of all the cities where people need to kind of be – buckling down.
Well,
they're still out there
in
Central Park.
Yeah, but it's human beings need contact. I mean, you can't there's a certain point where as a human being you need there. I talked to a guy on Saturday that I would have talked to for 2 seconds, but I talked to and it was like lapping up water, and I talked to him for 45 minutes on Saturday. I am just human beings need contact. You need contact. It's not healthy. And so people are going, I mean, what is it? I said week seven. People are going to start disobeying it. I mean,
disobeying it. I mean, you can see it all over.
That's what, yeah. I mean, they're going to. They need physical contact. They need not maybe physical contact, but they need socialization. Jesus. I mean, you can't ask people to stay in their homes for 2 months. I mean, everyone's going to go insane. It's too much. So, I mean, and you're right, as the weather gets nicer, people are just going to start saying screw it and going out and hanging out. And
that does suck because that's just going to make this stay longer. You know, if everyone just kind of stayed and hunkered down for, you know, a little bit longer, then hopefully it would almost go away. But the more people go out and cheat, the longer this thing's going to last, and then it just gets worse and worse. So that's the only thing. And you're right. It's like, it's not human almost to just stay away from people. But I mean, it's one of those things where you kind of got to look at the balances of, you know, which one's worth it. You know, do you want to get this over with quicker than just get it done? Or do you want to cheat and then make this thing go on and on and on, and then possibly have it flare all back up? And then we got to do all this over again.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of the way that, you know, it's being thrown out there. But it sucks. It's not good. But Saturday, at least, as you said, we could get outside, which was just awesome. Like, Saturday was amazing. And you're right. You find yourself doing, like, you know, typically nerdy things, like, you know, going on hikes to barns and stuff like that, which you know, collecting twigs. And the, like, matter of fact, we're using, like, my kids are, like, their big goal is to collect branches so we can burn them in our fireplace.
Oh boy.
Like that, we are really talking some party stuff on Saturdays now. It is just a party.
Yeah, that is, yeah, we my son and I and then my daughter eventually came, played with a ball for 3 hours on Saturday. And it was not bad. It was just playing with the football, different games with the football. Just sitting there like idiots.
At least the TV was great this weekend. Like, all weekend you had something good on TV. Got no problem with that. Yesterday, once again, The Last Dance was just phenomenal. And you knew that the Dennis Rodman stuff was going to be great. But it was like, I don't see how they're going to get better than those last two episodes, because it was Dennis Rodman and Isaiah Thomas, which to me were two of the best little side stories of the whole Jordan era. Had a lot to do with the Bad Boy, the Bad Boys of Detroit. That whole section was fantastic. You know, Jordan still hates Isaiah Thomas, still hates that team. You can tell.
With fury.
Oh, yeah.
30 years ago, and it's like it happened yesterday.
I love it. I was watching those, and this has exceeded all my expectations, but I'm just sitting there going, I don't know what storyline is left that's going to be better than the two that we saw over the episodes 3 and 4 last night. I mean, it's some of the best television in a while. It really is. And as I said, I never thought that 10 episodes would be something I'd want to watch. I'm in. We're 4 episodes deep, and I can't wait for Sundays now. It's a great, great show. They've done an excellent job with that. I don't know if you got to watch it last night, Fred, because I know you like those Pistons teams. But, I mean, they really went into the hatred that everyone around the league had for those guys. And I still hate Isaiah Thomas. Just watching him speak just makes you pissed. The rest of the guys, I don't care. I like most of them. But Isaiah Thomas, how can you like that guy?
Lane Beer has a history in this town. I could tell you that.
Of course, Lane Beer is such a, like, an unapologetic punk. Like, yeah. Isaiah Thomas is like a two-face. Like,
yeah,
he, like,
I
hate
see what
him.
You're saying. Yeah.
So, like, Lane Beer is who he is. I've got no problem with him. I mean, he was obviously as dirty as it gets. Yeah. But Isaiah Thomas just is so swarmy, and just the way he speaks, I hate him.
5'11". Kid went off. He had a bum leg, went off for like 60 points in a game.
That's the other thing that makes you hate him so more, is that he was so good. You know, he was good. I never hated that team. I just don't like him now. Like, I hate Isaiah Thomas now.
I don't know. I always hated that team. I mean,
well, of course
I never liked that team. I mean, I never
always
liked
hated
them.
That team.
And I had half season tickets. I saw that team up close, and I never liked them. I didn't like that team. I mean, the style of basketball they played was no fun. It's funny now looking back at it.
Oh, you can't
but,
believe
it. But I mean,
it
wasn't fun to watch.
There's a clip. I tweeted it out, and it's from. They talked about this game, but they didn't talk about this particular incident. You should check it out. If you want to know how much the refereeing has changed from back then to now, there is a clip of, I forget what player it was. Somebody just absolutely decks Scottie Pippen. Like, Scottie Pippen gets destroyed, and he's laying on his back on the ground. Like, he's on the court right near the baseline. And Joey Crawford. What's that?
It was Rodman.
No, I don't think that was the game that they showed last night. It's a different game that I tweeted a clip out of.
Pippen, so, no, the whole thing here, was, you're talking about the time where the Bulls are up 3-0 and they
No. It's here. I'll find the clip. It was just an old clip. I'll pull it up. But Pippen gets...
Is it Herm? What's his face? Is it the center from the Pistons? The backup center to Laimbeer?
I don't even know if it was a Pistons game. It might have been a Cavs game.
Okay.
Let me find it here. But
you're talking
Pippen
about Edwards, Fred?
Yeah.
James
just
Edwards?
Drag the old corpse.
Okay,
out of play.
So what happens is... it is a Detroit game, it looks like. Pippen gets drilled, and he's lying right by the baseline. And during play... Joey Crawford grabs Pippen by the jersey and pulls him off the court while he's lying on his back, drags him off the court as he's lying there in pain so play can continue. There's no call or anything. And it's Joey Crawford, of course, who's been doing this since he was, you know, since the Stone Ages, grabs Scottie Pippen and just pulls him off the court while he's lying there.
Yeah. I mean, they used to fight. I mean, you used to be able to fight. You used to be able to throw elbows. I mean, that's how we were taught to play, is that to get low and throw elbows, to sneak your elbow into a guy's chest and then keep... I mean, that's how I was taught to box out.
But Crawford, actually, I'm looking now.
No, I
Crawford
saw it.
Grabs
I see it.
Pippen's arm and pulls him by the arm and drags him off the court in the middle of gameplay.
Yeah.
They let a lot go. I mean, you remember that scene with Rodman last night in episode 3 where Rodman was complaining about a call and Joey Crawford looks at him and said, basically, you're lucky I didn't call the 10 different things you pulled, you know, last game, that kind of thing. You know? I mean, the physicality was unbelievable. And we all remember that. Those of us who were watching back then remember that. But seeing the video again is like night and day from the game we watch now.
Oh, yeah, like the Jordan rule that they talked about last night was basically if he got anywhere in the paint, you nailed him. You would just hit him. And they said just hit him before he takes off because once he jumps, it's over. Yep.
Yeah. Put him on the ground. I mean, that's what we were taught growing up. That's how you were taught to play basketball growing up. If you put your elbow into a guy and if you can – and it's funny to try to – like when you're teaching kids to play basketball like I am, to get that out of your system – to go, oh, you're not allowed to touch anyone anymore. All right. You know, like when I was, that was the way we were taught to play, is to get low if you're boxing out, get low, put the put your elbow in their chest, and when you can, when the official's not looking, start banging them with your elbow, and that was the way that we were taught to box out. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Oh, a lot of drafting over the weekend. We will get to who Bill Belichick, Ernie Adams, and Nike ended up choosing to be on your new New England Patriots team.
All right. And we can also figure out what tattoos mean. You learn something about white supremacy every day, the things that you didn't know. So I learned a lot about white supremacy that I was unaware of, but here we go. All right. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
All they do is make noise and go to the bathroom.
Poom, 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 pow.
Quickly, no pleasantries. We're fine. You're fine.
Boston's home sports.
It's a bunch of meatheads.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Quick. We are touching. That's right.
It's been like that for 2 months, though.
I know.
Don't go far.
It's like I went down and got water and opened up some of the blinds. And then I came back and I put on the headphones and said, what happened last night? And I'm like, oh, well, here we are. That was not long. 98.5. So that's great for the audience. I mean, if you love yourself some Toucher and Reg. I mean, you're getting nothing but Toucher and Rich. We're earning our money. I'll tell you that. So it is 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, commercial free almost. Rich, what is going on? What happened last evening?
Well, no early quarterbacks, no running backs, no wide receivers, just grinders.
In the 2020 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Kyle Duggar, defensive back, Lenore Ryan.
I love that fake like crowd noise from the people on Instagram
The most depressing thing ever.
Although, did you see when they did the Raiders, they had Guy Fieri in one of the cubes?
Yes. I did not.
Guy Fieri was with Hunter and Rye, his like two sons, I believe.
Hunter and Rye.
Woo! Go Raiders! Well, after the Patriots traded down, because of course they did, their first pick in the Super Cash draft, as you could tell by Goodell sitting in a lazy boy at one point, that person was Kyle Duggar, a safety at number 37, a Division II assassin, who, you guessed it, is also a skilled punt returner. Special teams, baby! Welcome to the family, yells Slater. Come on out!
Yes, you're my heir apparent.
Mm-hmm. And then the Pats traded up, believe it or not, flipping the script. Pick 71 and 98 went to the Ravens for pick 60 and 129.
And they flipped picks with the Jets?
Yes,
that deal with the Jets.
Believe it or not, but at 60 they get Josh Uche, who is a linebacker from Michigan, whose name is pronounced nothing like it's spelled. So Fred, you're gonna love it. U C H E. It looks like Uke.
Don't know who he is. Watched a bit of Michigan football. Do not recall him.
Well, that's because he didn't start a game until his senior season. But that year was pretty good. 8.5 sacks, 35 tackles, 2 forced fumbles. So with number 87, hey, there's another guy named Anfernee in the world. Anfernee Jennings. What are the chances? Unless he's named after Anfernee Hardaway.
I would guess he's named after Anfernee. Anfernee seems like it was a mistake on the birth certificate.
Maybe.
That is what happened here.
But there you go. Anfernee Jennings from Alabama, a linebacker. He racked up 14.5 sacks and 193 total tackles while at Alabama. But then things got fun when the Patriots snagged 2 tight ends. How about that? A return to the 2 tight end glory without all the back injuries and off-field crime sprees. Devin Asiasi from UCLA into the mix Friday night. They took him who caught 44 passes, 641 yards, 4 touchdowns for the Bruins in 2019. And
vertical
Dalton,
threat. Vertical
what's
threat.
That? Yeah, vertical threat. Very nice.
I heard Lifshatz and Murray unfortunately, I was up on Saturday morning, and I heard them going. They were ecstatic about these two guys. They had seen one of them play USC. All I know is they saw one of them play USC and went off. So they were very excited.
Well, you got that guy, Devin Asiasi, and then you got Dalton Keene from Virginia Tech, a dude so badass he was named after Patrick Swayze's character in Roadhouse.
There you go. You got to love it.
Yeah, well, although it is true that his nickname was Rambo, apparently, from his teammates in college, that was because of his affinity for guns. Oh, no. The guy who loves guns is the new kicker. Let's get to him. Patriots became the first team to draft a kicker in this year's draft because, well, chess versus checkers. And the dude they got was Justin Rohrwasser from Michigan. And boy, does the internet already hate him, with many people calling him a white supremacist. So Rohrwasser has this tattoo.
Wait, I thought he went to Marshall.
Yeah, it went to Marshall.
I'm sorry. Did I say Marshall? Yeah, I'm sorry. Michigan is the other dude. Marshall.
Went to URI first and then to Marshall.
Yes. That's right. He's from somewhere in New York, and he went to Marshall, and he has a tattoo of a group I'd never heard of before this weekend.
Neither did I, but I mean, it's very exciting that there's new white supremacy groups coming up everywhere. It's very exciting to learn about.
It's called the Three Percenters, and after doing a brief Google search, as I'm sure you did, Fred, apparently they say that they stand for freedom, liberty, and the Constitution. They vow to be the last defense to protect the citizens of the United States. The name originated from, quote, a rough estimate that only 3% of the colonists were actively fighting in the field against British forces at any given time. Its logo is the number 3 in Roman numerals inside a circle of stars. Now, he was asked about the tattoo, and here's what Mr. Rohrwasser had to say.
Your tattoo, or at least one of them, it matches a group called the Three Percenters. What's the story there? Is that something you associate with?
No, I got that tattoo when I was a teenager, and I have a lot of family in the military, and yeah, I thought it stood for a military support symbol at the time, and obviously it evolved into something that I do not want to represent. And when I look back on it, I should have done way more research before I put any mark or symbol like that on my body, and it's not something I ever want to represent, so it will be covered.
All right, now listen, this guy might well be a white supremacist. As I said, I have no idea what a 3%er was until Saturday night. He also might not be. I'm just wondering if just because this is a case of someone who loves guns and flag waving and he looks like a redneck, that all of a sudden they're labeling him a white supremacist. I'm sure there's an overlap in some places, but I don't know anything about this guy, and I don't really know. As a matter of fact, I looked for like white supremacist groups, like 3%ers, and all I just saw was that they're gun-toting, like, you know, super American, like Tea Party type guys. You know what I mean? So I don't.
My suggestion would be not to get tattoos when you're a teenager.
Yeah, I mean that's probably a good idea.
Do it when I was a kid, and you had to get Indian ink and put a get an actual needle with a thread through it, and then thread your own tattoos. Like my friend who had Metallica, he was going to give a tattoo Metallica, and then he just gave up. So, like, don't get a tattoo while you're a teenager.
Right.
You don't need to have sleeves. And this was funny because I was made fun of for this, but I said to – we asked Gronkowski. I asked him about Aaron Hernandez and how he had sleeves. Guy was like 21 years old. He had two sleeves. And I'm like, what do you know at 20 that you want to have on your body for your entire life? I mean, I have 3 tattoos. 2 are my children's names. I mean, I have a feeling that those are going to be okay. Like, don't get tattoos when you're a teenager. I mean, can you imagine if you were just like, oh, I thought it was pro-military, and so I just got a tattoo, and I'll cover it up. Like, don't get it. Don't tattoo yourself. You don't know anything yet. You don't know. It's like not cool anymore. Like, it's not like something that shows that you're like badass. Like, just don't get a tattoo.
As I said, I just did
absolutely sure.
I did 5 to 10 minutes of research, and so I have no idea. All I know is that like it wasn't. Anything I found wasn't white supremacist. It might
anyway,
be. I don't know.
But he had to answer the questions. And yeah, so just don't get just the tattoo. Don't get it. And now he has to cover it up. And so just don't get tattooed. Listen, if you want to be the 3% guy and you're super like hardcore about it, when you're 18, get 3%ers all over your body for all I care. But don't get tattoos when you don't know what they mean. It makes you look like an idiot.
Well, you know who isn't happy about that signing? Lisa Guerrero. Yep, that Lisa Guerrero, the sports reporter woman from the 90s.
She used to be so good looking.
Yeah, she was great. Okay. Yeah, she's still pretty good looking.
Yeah, she is.
She's held up well. She has. And the reason I know that is because I saw her Twitter this weekend.
Wasn't she a Patriots cheerleader?
She was a Patriots cheerleader and was dating the starting quarterback.
Oh.
Which starting quarterback?
Hugh Millen.
Oh.
So
but wasn't she there around Bledsoe's time and Zolak's time?
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct. Right. I'm sure Zoe has a story or two. Yes.
Okay. We may have to ask him, but no, she tweeted this weekend, ha ha, the Pats drafting a white supremacist surprises me not at all because I once worked for them. You have no idea. Like with periods after each one. And then she tweeted, dear NFL owners, if you do not want to undergo scrutiny for drafting white supremacists, there is a simple solution. Don't draft white supremacists. You're welcome. And then someone tweeted her asking her if she even worked for the Patriots, and she said, I did. I worked for three different owners in 3 years, and one of them being Robert Kraft. So there you go. So she's very angry at the Patriots.
She was there during the Gillette guy's reign.
During the white supremacy years, apparently.
No, she was there during the...
Victor Kiam and
Orthwine.
Yes, Orthwine bought her from
Kiam. It was a bit of a situation, so I wouldn't doubt that she has a problem with the Kiam regime. That was when you couldn't have a female in the locker room.
Yeah, that was so ugly. Yes.
Yeah, that was not a good time. So nope. I would imagine that she does have some stories.
Well, she said, just wait for my book, so she's teasing that as well.
No, I mean, okay. Listen, who's going to... That's on Random House.
The Lisa Guerrero book.
That's going to be coming out on Penguin Publishing.
That's going to be a Guerrero house, like actually printed at her house.
That's going to be like the Bobby Blotzer book. Like he went to Kinko's and got it made.
Sure. Well, yeah. The Patriots.
You know what I want is the Lisa Guerrero book. In a world full of books.
Why
I
not?
I want to go to the bookstore and get myself the Lisa Guerrero book.
Well, the Patriots also drafted a guard, a linebacker, and a center, so there you go. Bill was asked on his conference call about not taking a quarterback early in the draft. Now, of course, things change, but here he is.
I'm curious if by not selecting a quarterback, that says something about the confidence you have in the current quarterback room with Jared and Brian.
I like both those players. You know, we've had Brian a couple times, and I think, you know, he certainly gives us a very solid level of play, and we have a lot of confidence in him. Jared had a good year last year. He improved a lot, and we'll see where that takes him. So I have confidence in both players.
Now, one thing that took the world by storm over the weekend was the first shot of Bill Belichick not at his desk, and when they zoomed in, it ended up being his dog, Nike, who was sitting there, who we've met before. We've played some of that audio.
A lot of fun. They had a lot of fun.
Of course.
About how playful Bill is off the field.
He's just playful. Oh, okay. Tell me you saw this. You know, they did show Ernie Adams. Like, there was like a video of Ernie Adams. He has behind his head three frames hanging on his wall with no pictures in them.
Because you know he took the pictures out.
Oh yeah, because we give away too much secret info.
It's none of your business.
It's probably like something from the original Constitution. Like he probably has like access to all of these. Like he's like the national treasure guy.
I think it's a picture of his family, and he's like, it's not your business. And he just took the picture out.
I like Rich's theory better. It's sensitive to light. Usually walks around the house with all the lights off. You know, that kind of thing.
I think it's funnier that it's just like a random picture of him and his wife, and he's like, it's not your business. Like, I'm taking this out. Like, I don't need you tracking me. He's like Sebastian.
Well,
he's like one of these libertarian guys that doesn't want the government following him. There you go.
I have to show you this. Okay, I'll tweet during the commercial. We'll take a break here. John Wall do headlines. And I'll tweet out the photo, and it's the highlight of this weekend. Ernie Adams with three framed photos behind his head with nothing in them.
And he took the time to take them out, and I guarantee you they were the most nondescript photos of all time.
Just take the frames down. Take them off the wall.
No, because then you win. I'm taking the pictures out of the frames. By the way, congratulations again, Brian Lewerke, the worst quarterback in the history of Michigan State football. Congratulations for signing him.
I was wondering what you thought about him.
Why you would waste the time for the pen to hit the paper, because that's about as long as he's going to be on this team. He's awful. He's awful.
Okay.
Terrible. I mean, he took a team. He ran the coach out of town. So there you go. The Brian Lewerke, the worst quarterback. You got Brian Hoyer, who was a good quarterback at Michigan State and wasn't drafted. Right. Then you got Brian Lewerke, who is absolutely horrible. Good. So he signed the paper, and then you'll never hear of his name again.
All right. Look at your Twitter, Fred. Take a look.
All right. Let me see. Ernie Adams. DDD.
So he's Ernie Adams. God. Here's some picture frames to show I'm a human. Do you need more proof?
Are those even picture frames, or are they just...
He's so creepy looking.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, if you told me that was the...
Oh, my God.
If you told me that was the killer from San Francisco, that... What was the guy's name?
The Zodiac Killer? Oh boy. That's just the, I mean, that's awesome. And that's the kind of, you know, that's why this draft was the best. You get an inside look at people's homes, and who would have ever expected that the man with the pink stripes written on the board behind him would have just had three frames with absolutely nothing in them at all. And it's white frames on a white wall.
Yep. I'm going to miss this format next year a lot.
Oh, it
will.
Well,
who knows where we'll be. They might have it on the moon next year.
That's right.
For all I know. I'll weigh 100 pounds next year. If this continues.
Someone said those are buttons for a secret room.
They probably are. It doesn't look like he has a lot of room for a secret room. But the funny is that he has a friend who texts us or emails us every time after we talk about him, about what a quality individual he is, and that he was like involved in Phillips Academy. And
a friend, Fred? You sure it's not Mr. Adams himself?
You know what, Rich? The universe only has so many secrets, and I cannot uncover all of them at one time. All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I gotta have it up, or I can't hear myself. 98.5, the Sports Hub, with Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, one thing you can also say about the draft is that a buttload of people watch them. All 3 days of the draft set new record highs in viewership for ESPN, with the first round averaging 15.6 million viewers. That is a new record and 37% of an increase from last year's draft. Man, that's a ton. And viewers apparently kept tuning in for the next 2 days, with 55 million total viewers across all the various platforms. Once
well,
again, as we're saying,
they're talking about is that there's going to be no new programming in the fall. I suppose there could be some animation because you can do that via the internet, but there's going to be no new live programming in the fall.
Oh boy.
So the idea is that they are going to be pulling these old shows. So this is right up my alley. Now everyone's going to become me because they're pulling these old shows out of the woodwork. They're trying to find the next Office that, you know, people will start binge watching. So the there is a run on old shows. So, I mean, look for your Small Wonders, look for your, look for the Doublemint Twins, look for all these things to be coming back.
The other thing is, I heard that companies like CBS and NBC are trying to buy the rights to movies, like big movies, so they can play those a lot. You know how, like, you'll turn on TNT and all weekend they'll be playing, like, The Lord of the Rings or The Matrix or something like that. They're trying to do that, but with, like, movies from the last, like, 2 years.
Who watches that?
That's a great question, because if you want to watch it, you could find it, you know, either on demand or you can watch it without commercials somewhere. I mean, I don't know, but I guess they still do very well. You know, when Mary worked for TBS and Turner, you know, they would do that. They would take some film like, you know, The Green Mile or The Shawshank Redemption, and they would play it six times over the weekend. Like on Friday night, they'd play
each.
It. Yeah, right.
Commercials.
Yeah, and the ratings were, but the ratings were insane. It's just some people, you know, there's been times where I've been flipping the channels. Like I remember IFC like used to play No Country for Old Men all the time. And almost every time I'd stop by, if it was halfway through it, I'd sit there and I would like bitch about the commercials, but I was too lazy to do anything about putting it on like on demand or anything like that. And well, I would just sit there and let it play.
Thing. It's like if you have something on DVD, like it's not worth, or like The Office, I never watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
I only watch if it's on it during the weekend, but there's always that moment if you just have it on in the background where they put on the movie and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just don't turn the channel. And I guess the ratings are enormous for these, you know, hit films on TV, even with commercials. And sometimes, like, if you're – it's funny. As I said, Mary used to edit the movies and, like, you know, used to put in the upper corner of the screen the rating on how violent it was. And she – you know, there's different standards for each station. Like, TBS and TNT is allowed to put a lot more in than ABC. Like, ABC was the cleanest of them all. And, like, she had the ABC version of Gladiator, you know, with Russell Crowe. The most famous scene, the Are You Not Entertained, where he just goes and decapitates all these guys and gores it. It's usually like a 10-minute scene. The ABC version, it was like 2.5 minutes long. Yeah. And people watched that in crazy numbers. And I don't understand why. And maybe it's because, you know, they try to get families to watch films, so they're edited, and that's where they get their numbers. I'm not sure. But they're massive, Fred.
Yeah, well, I don't understand it. It's always depressing to me when they put on a movie. It means that, like, Sunday is coming to an end.
Well, as I was saying, I love this year's draft, and it's going to be weird because, you know, to go back, especially when these numbers are this high, to kind of go back to the way that they had it before. But the only thing I did not like about it, and it was a big thing, was that they went from draft announcement to let's talk about someone's dead person in this guy's life in like 0 to 5 seconds. It was
every draft pick, every time.
It's like, here's Dean Jameson from North Dakota State, 6'8", 280 pounds. Did you know his great grandma died in a horrible bus accident before getting to see her great grandson play the game he so loved? She died horribly, mangled on the street. Here he is. Let's go to him right now at his home. Every single time. And it was always like horribly tragic. Before you even watched like his highlight reel, you knew who in his family had died before they got to see the guy play.
And we got like 97 draft picks in, and there was still death stories, all of them. I couldn't watch it after a while.
It was too many. And like, if there's, you know, a couple that are in there that are truly like inspiring, like, you know, the guy who, you know, his mother died when he was a kid, and like he dedicated his life to like be, you know, that's but they were going for like uncles and great uncles and things like this, and you're just like, man, everyone's got someone who's died, and you found all of them. Like every single one. It ended up being a huge bring down after a while. Outside of that, it was great. You got to see Ernie Adams with three frames with no pictures in them.
That's actually a disturbing picture, I'm not going to lie. That's not funny to me. He like bugs me.
Like you want to run?
Yeah. Like that's like that, like the whole like wall situation and that he has wallpaper up and like everything is just very frightening.
Someone said it looks like he wallpapered over the frames.
Yes, that's what it looks like. I don't think those are frames. I think that's the way that the wall is done. I don't think those are frames at all. I think that those are wallpapered and it's like, I don't know. I'm surprised he let a camera into his house.
Well, the greatest thing is that they said that, you know, if someone said you press those buttons and a door swings open to his secret lair, it's like, it's where he keeps the big database. He's like Batman. He's got all the huge screens all over the place, listening in on all the other teams.
No, he just seems like he has a legal pad and a lot of ideas.
Yes, he does. I just love it. You talk to people who've been in that organization for years, like players who played for, you know, 5-6 years.
There's no idea.
No idea what he does.
No idea.
None whatsoever.
They just didn't like it if he looked at you.
Oh, no. Sizing you up. Trying to figure out something about
you. But he does have the quote-unquote friend that talks about how much he loves Phillips Academy. Right. That every time we talk about Ernie Adams, sends me an email.
Yeah. Bernie Adamson sends those emails to you.
and says that, you know, he does all this for Phillips Academy, and you're like, I'm like, okay, I don't know what you want out of me. Like, leave me alone. I'm just a humble radio personality. I don't need to know all this about Ernie Adams. Please.
You're on Ernie's list. Ernie's, it's like the scene in Billy Madison. Ernie's sitting there looking at the list with your name putting on it, putting lipstick on.
Yeah. Just like, I think I responded one time, and it was like, oh, why did I respond?
The Ernie alarm went off in his house.
It's like, you know, he's a really good guy. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
What do you want? Not weird at all.
Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, I don't know. The whole thing, I'm like, and I think I made a mistake and emailed him, and I was like, oh, you know, the whole joke is that, like, you know, no one knows anything about him. He's like, oh, no, he's quite, you know, a personable fella. And we're like, okay. I don't know why you're telling me this. You're kind of creeping me out. But nonetheless, that is the facts, Rich. I mean, he's, according to these emails, he's quite an outgoing and introspective fella at the same time.
Party starter, it looks like.
Yeah. He's the
Captain Fun.
Prodigy of the football world.
That'd be the fire starter, not the party starter. Either way.
I know, but we can talk about both at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to break here, or do you want to keep going?
I might as well keep going.
All right. Well, we got some interesting news. I don't know if it's good news, but it's definitely interesting when it comes to the rest of the league opening up, or leagues opening up and trying to attempt to get a postseason. The NBA is reopening team practice facilities beginning this Friday for players in states and municipalities that are loosening their stay-at-home restrictions. So players can return to team facilities in places like Georgia, where, you know, you can basically do anything, go to bowling if you want.
Mikey gets tattoos.
That's right. Voluntary individual. That's right. It would be the best. Just fly down there and take care of it. But teams are going to remain prohibited from holding any kind of group workouts or organized team activities. Now, within markets like this one in New York and other places like that that have more restrictive stay-at-home orders in place, the NBA is saying that the league's going to work with those franchises to try to find some sort of arrangements for their players. But there was a conference call this past Thursday with guys like Adam Silver. All the GMs were on there, and some of the GMs said they had players asking about the possibility of traveling to Atlanta to work out in fitness centers and gymnasiums as an idea, and apparently most of the GMs are like, no, we don't want half of our team to get the coronavirus. What have we started here? And Adam Silver's right. He's like, man, if the states opened up, I can't stop them from going and working out. I mean,
right.
I know that's not something I can do. So apparently, upon learning of the league's decision to allow for some facilities to reopen, a lot of GMs were really pissed, and they about the safety of the idea, especially because a lot of medical experts and even the president said, well, it's a little too early for Atlanta. But a lot of players have left markets in which their teams play during the shutdown, and now there's a discussion as, you know, do they have to go back to, like, does somebody like Jason Tatum, who's from St. Louis, does he have to come back to Boston in order to work out if he had left and gone home? Or would he be able to work out there if that facility was open? And it's kind of a cluster F as we speak. But there is one interesting thing that seems like it could happen. Remember how we were discussing in the NHL how they're talking about hopefully getting back to business in May or June, and then they were talking about several neutral sites that they could play, and, you know, like, you know, quarantine style, but instead of it being just in North Dakota and it being in New Hampshire, there'd be like five or six neutral sites. Well, the Jacobs have spoken up and said they'd like the TD Garden to be one of up to four regional sites.
Not a chance.
For this to happen.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Not a chance in the Northeast. No way.
I'm sure as hell wouldn't think so, but he's throwing his name in the hat.
Well, of course. I mean, he wants to. I'm sure he really wants it to happen. But
that's why I'm going to Tennessee.
Take a look at any little piece of news for 5 seconds. Not a chance.
No, there's not a chance. And I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. This is going to be the last place on the planet that opens up. Do you hear the governor of Virginia? He said a couple years before that he's comfortable opening up. At least he said at least a couple of years. So, no, this is not going to be one of the places. Things are going to get back to business, and it's certainly not going to be here.
In fairness, he was one of 20 different owners who have said that they want their arenas to be used because everyone
wants
that.
I'm sure the Jacobs would love it. I'm sure they would like to make the money, but
they're not going to make any money. That's the thing, is that if they're not going to allow people to be able to go to the games, like why would they be jumping all over this?
I don't know. They own property around there or something, and they want I don't know. I have no idea, but it would be a money-making situation, or they wouldn't want to do it. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it unless I could get paid. So
maybe the NHL pays the neutral sites cash to hold it, that kind of thing.
Well, it could be. I mean, they would obviously get some sort of money because they would have to open up, and they would have to have the rights to their logos and things for sponsors could be on the ice and things like that. So there's a way they would get paid. It just wouldn't be the gate that you would normally have for a playoff.
No, but
game.
Think about it. If you're the Jacobs and you laid off 97% of their employees, I mean, they want some cash. I can understand why you volunteered TD Garden, but there's no way the NHL comes here.
It's the Northeast is the last place that they're going to come to. This is going to be the last place that opens up. California is just going to go. California is going to happen whether they want it or not.
The only reason I think it's not, Fred, is that I think a lot of the Northeast is doing a pretty good job with this, whereas the South are just, they're all rushing out there, and I just think that's going to flare up again. And you see a little bit of that in even like California. I almost think that the bad weather is helping this here in the Northeast. You know what I mean? And I know it's starting to get nice, but I just have a feeling that if you look around, the Northeast seems to be doing this social distancing better than definitely the South. So maybe it won't be as bad as you think it is.
Or maybe, Cuomo loves being on television. So we're here a year from now, and I haven't seen either of your faces in person for a year. As we go into week 7, it's hard not to have a bleak out view of this, Rich. It's really, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere good. It's sort of just a chasm of emptiness.
Well, kind of like Ernie Adams' three pictures on his wall.
Exactly. Ernie Adams' three pictures on the wall is pretty much the way I feel.
It's like the three of you.
Yeah, it's the three of us. Just
frames on the wall with no pictures in them.
Yeah,
you know?
Just wallpapered. Wallpapered holes in the wall.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back. We have, if you're watching the Jordan documentaries, we will talk to the director of said documentaries in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.